Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Time for the Daily Ticker, and we go down to the Bay Area. The Oakland Raiders are on the clock with three first-round draft picks, a disappointing debut by John Gruden, the move to Vegas being in a year or two, and the new rumor is that they might be interested in acquiring Antonio Brown. So we talk with Matt Schneidman of the Bay Area news group, Mercury News. He's on Twitter, at Matt Schneidman. He's the Raiders beat writer. And he joins us on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. Matt, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. What are you hearing about Antonio Brown and the Raiders? Are they maybe the favorite to go get Antonio Brown?
I really do think they are. You know, all these reports out here from the Steelers camp are saying that the Steelers want a first-rounder, and they're holding firm on that. And it seems the only team that is willing to do that, and that's obviously because they have three first-rounders, so they can – more so afford to part with, you know, maybe the 27th pick is the Raiders. So I think because of the high price the Steelers are asking for now, do I think Antonio Brown's worth a first rounder? Probably not. But the Raiders also have the number 35 pick at the start of the second round. So whether it ends up being for that 27th pick or 35th pick, I do think the Raiders will end up getting Antonio Brown. You know, there was a report that came out today that said, the Steelers want something done by Friday. Who knows if that happens? I know Antonio Brown has a $2.5 million roster bonus coming to him on March 17th, so that's a reason the Steelers have to get this deal done quicker. But I do think the Raiders are in the driver's seat here.
That is crazy to think about how much draft capital they have in the first 35 picks. That's wild. And he has mentioned, Antonio Brown, that is, has mentioned that no matter where he goes, he still wants a new contract. So there's like, all right, we got him. Now we immediately have to find a way to resolve that issue. Where are the Raiders at cap-wise? I mean, I know they traded Khalil Mack and Cooper last year, not wanting to give long extensions there. So I'm assuming they're okay. But what's their cap situation and how much do you think they'd be willing to give Antonio Brown?
Yeah, they have in the $70 million range, which is, I believe, fifth best or fifth largest in the league. I know Antonio Brown wants a lot more guaranteed money on his deal. I believe he's due around $15 million on his current deal. The way the Raiders are going to spend this offseason, they have plenty of money to spend, and you know they could go out and get a Le'Veon Bell to bring those two former Steelers teammates together. But I don't think they're going to want to spend a lot of that money on just two players. I think because of the number of holes they have, and John Gruden and Mike Mayock have said this repeatedly, you know they probably have too many needs to really articulate one or two at the top of their priorities list, and that would make me think, at least they haven't come out and said this publicly, but they don't want to front load all that money up into one or two guys like Bell or Brown that are going to demand that much money. So I think we're going to see some maybe smaller name free agent signings to complement maybe an Antonio Brown, because as you know, I just said, a lot of holes to fill, a lot of people to pay if this team wants to contend anytime in the near future.
Raiders beat writer Matt Schneidman, Bay Area News Group down there from Oakland, joining us now on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. We're talking Raiders. As he says, he believes they probably are the favorite right now to land Antonio Brown. They've got $70 million in cap space. All right, so if you move off Le'Veon Bell, let's say they go get Antonio Brown. I know Derek Carr has been a big story for a lot of people and his relationship with John Gruden. Are we looking at a new quarterback, though, in Oakland? Because there's other rumors out there with the draft that John Gruden is enamored with Kyler Murray and that he may be looking to grab him.
No, Derek Carr is going to be the quarterback. I hate to throw the water on the fire there, but Derek Carr is going to be the quarterback for this team in 2019. Of course, Gruden loves Kyler Murray. You know, he said it the other day. Who wouldn't? He's a great quarterback. He's a great athlete. And John Lynch, the 49ers GM, said the same thing. You know, I love him too. That doesn't mean I'm going to trade up for him. And I think that's kind of how Gruden feels. He said at the combine last week, and this was really the first time he's given this strong of an indication that Carr is his guy. He said he's our franchise quarterback. Well, he said he's a franchise quarterback. Then he was asked, is he your franchise quarterback? And Gruden said, yes, he's our franchise quarterback. regardless of how much Gruden likes Kyler Murray or not, I don't think it matters because I think he's going number one to the Cardinals, and Gruden would never in a million years trade up to the number one pick because of what it would cost him. And like I said, they have way too many needs. So the only thing they're going to think about doing with that number four pick is trading down. They're not trading up. So they would have to trade up a couple spots and give up an arm and a leg to get Kyler Murray. So even if Gruden wanted Kyler Murray, he wouldn't get him. I don't think he wants him, and I do think there is full confidence that Derek Carr will be there. I won't say he'll be the QB for the future into Vegas, but he will be the QB in 2019.
Yeah, at least for one more year. And Antonio Brown would help him a little bit on the outside, that's for sure. I do a two-parter for you. I'm just curious, how are the fans feeling down there? It's just a weird situation. I know they finally got the deal done to stay in the stadium for one more year, maybe two, depending on how the Vegas stuff works out. But what's the vibe like around fans and how much they're either supporting or caring about hearing about the Raiders for now? And then the other part of that is, what is the vibe around John Gruden? Because he came in with such a splash, and he's a beloved figure down there. We knew that. And he trades away Khalil Mack, trades away Cooper. They have a terrible season last year. Just the vibe of the fan base is on those two situations.
Yeah, the fan base is really on edge, I think. There's a lot of wait and see with Gruden. I think everyone realizes that until he gets his guys in here, you can't really judge him. And I think that will not even come this year. I think that might even be the first year in Vegas that we can really pass an accurate judgment. I mean, he did himself no favors with the fan base trading Khalil Mack a week before the season started. I think people can understand the Amari Cooper trade because of how he had been performing, the team's record at the time, and what they got in return. The Khalil Mack trade really threw people for a loop. But if Gruden can find a guy in this draft with the number four pick that even can do half of what Khalil Mack can do in the next couple of years, I think that's a win from a fan base, you know, viewpoint. If that pick turns out to be a bust, then the fan base will turn on Gruden, and we won't find out about that for another couple of years down the road. So I think, you know, that's why he has a 10-year contract, because we knew this could be a disaster at the start, which it was. So I think fans will wait to really pass judgment on Gruden for another year or two. Now, with the Raiders staying in Oakland, we don't even know if they're going to be playing in Oakland officially this coming season. There is definitely some bittersweet feelings, I should say, about the team leaving for Vegas, because Oakland fans are among the most passionate in the country. And I think there are some bittersweet feelings. Whether they stay in Oakland one more year or not, I do think, you know, when they leave to Vegas, fans know that's coming, but they don't want to accept it just yet. So I think this last season is going to be kind of a final ride, a honeymoon ride before that sour feeling really sets in.
Have we done any investigative research into where Mark Davis gets his haircut?
No, that's investigative work that not even the best reporters could figure out.
I think he does it himself. He uses a bowl and he does it himself. You know, we're talking about Matt Schneidman, Bay Area News Group, covering the Raiders. You know, Matt, there's so much uncertainty down there. And you just mentioned, like, we're not even sure where they're going to play until they move to Vegas and how fans are feeling and where the organization is at as a team on the field. Personal question for you. Are you going to follow them to Vegas? Do you know if you're going to get a different beat? I'm kind of curious of that standpoint as well for individuals covering the team.
Yeah, I don't know yet, honestly. That's a TBD for me as well. I mean, we're the Bay Area News Group, but obviously Las Vegas isn't in the Bay Area. But there is still, you know, a very passionate Raiders fan base in the Bay Area that would receive our paper, that would read our stuff online, that would care. So that's a discussion I've had, not too in-depth, but kind of like the fans and Gruden and everyone on the Raiders, we prefer to save that, you know, final decision for a little bit further down the road when we have to actually make it.
Right, yeah, right. Absolutely. Well, I'll ask you this one too. Just you mentioned there what they're going to do with that number four pick. And you said it was more likely that they would trade down than trade up, obviously. If you're putting money on it today, would you say the Raiders take, you know, a defensive player there? Do they trade down and try and stockpile picks? Where's your money on what they do with that number four pick?
I think they use it on either Quinnen Williams or Josh Allen, one of the two studs atop this defensive heavy draft class. And that's because I think Kyler Murray's going number one now, and that would leave, you know, conceivably Nick Bosa number two, then Williams or Allen number three, and the other number four. Now, if Kyler Murray doesn't go number one and the Cardinals take Nick Bosa, then the Raiders would be in a trade down situation, because then it would be presumably Bosa, Allen, Williams, one, two, three. Then the Raiders would be left out on the three top defensive prospects in the draft. And they might consider trading down with a quarterback needy team like the Dolphins at 13 or Washington at 15, because one of those teams might want to move up ahead of the Giants and Jaguars, two other teams that might want to draft a quarterback. So if Kyler Murray goes number one, I think the Raiders end up staying at number four and using it on Allen or Williams. If he doesn't go number one or number two or number three, I really do think the Raiders will strongly consider trading back.
Yeah, there we go. Matt Schneidman of the Bay Area News Group, covering the Oakland Raiders down there. Our guest for the Daily Ticker. A lot going on with the Raiders right now in the draft and in the trade market as well. Thanks so much, Matt, for the time. Great stuff from you. And we'll have to get you back on at some point.
Thanks, guys. Absolutely.